We do have some, like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of Genoa Township, 7:09 p.m. on April 15th, 2010. And I would like Will to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Will.
You're welcome.
All right. First, we have the fiscal officer's report. Mr. Myers.
Thank you. I don't have a whole lot for you tonight. You've reviewed regular trustee meeting March 4th. I'd like you to approve those minutes, please.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the regular trustee meeting of March 4th?
Madam Chair, I motion to approve meeting minutes for the regular trustee meeting held March 4th, 2010.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next, I would like to present for your signature the March bank reconciliation and financials. We are reconciled with no outstanding items. I'll give you some balance information here real quick. Sorry. Currently, our fund cash balance is $12,852,513.84. Of that, in the investment balances, we have $11,877,837.19. Checking account balance of $974,676.65. And I will sign these and have your signatures at the end. Okay?
Okay.
And lastly, I have two supplemental appropriations that we need to approve. I take that back, three. There's one for $14,000, one for $1,500, one for $2,000. And the first one is moving monies to cover hospitalization costs from Capital Bridge Fund over to hospitalization. The second and third are both moving monies into legal funds for TIF legal fees.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to do so.
Madam Chair, I'll go ahead and offer a motion to retroactively authorize our fiscal officer to process the following supplemental appropriations. Correct?
Please.
To 2031-330-221-0000 from 2031-760-720-000 in the amount of $14,000 and no change for the reason of medical insurance. Next, to number 2902-390-311-000 from 2902-110-314-0030 in the amount of $1,500 and no change for the purpose of legal fees related to the TIF. Lastly, to number 2902-390-311-000 from 292-990-990-0000 in the amount of $2,000 and no change for the reason of legal fees related to the TIF.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Just one question. Pat, you said on the first one the medical insurance was from?
For the capital building account?
Capital building account. Mm-hmm.
The capital building account, we moved money over to cover the increase in hospitalization.
Okay, that makes sense. Capital Bridge didn't.
I'm sorry. Road and Bridge Capital Building Fund. Sorry. Any other discussion? Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. And first, I'd like to welcome Sherry Nelson. Is Sherry here from ABC Committee, Big Walnut Schools? No? Okay. Then I'd like to welcome the Parks Board. And Jonathan, you're going to give an introduction.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I'd just like to thank the trustees and the citizens of Genoa Township for having the Parks Advisory Board here tonight. Just to briefly update everyone, last December, the trustees approved a resolution to reestablish the Parks Advisory Board with a mission to work with the township staff in developing a Genoa Township plan for the open space and to help make recommendations for the board three times, all of which have consisted of stimulating work sessions for which the PAB should be applauded. The township is very fortunate to have such talented and dedicated citizens with the Parks Advisory Board. And the board is currently comprised of citizens who have significant experience in some of the region's leading consulting firms, agencies, and universities. These meetings combined have allowed the Parks Advisory Board to envision their goals and think critically about potential elements that would achieve these goals. And tonight, the Parks Advisory Board is here to ask the trustees and the citizens of the Genoa Township some questions that may help guide some of the recommendations as we move forward. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and present Will Platina, who is the president of the Parks Advisory Board.
Thank you, Jonathan. Will, could you please introduce everyone or have the Parks Advisory Board stand up so we can they can introduce themselves?
Sure, I think I know most of them, just about everybody's name. And I first want to say thank you to each of the youth trustees for agreeing to meet with us tonight. It's very nice of you.
I think
I know everybody. I'm kind of put on the spot, but I think I can just about name everybody. We have Lori Scholl and Nancy Smith. In the second row, we have Phil Johnson and Sherry
Schechinger.
Thank you. We have, is it Nancy? I'm sorry. Janet. Ron. And in the back row, we have Joe Luby and Diana Howell and Teresa Yu. We have a representative from the Genoa Township Land Conservation Association that will be attending each of the 2010 meetings, and this gentleman is representing that association.
Great.
We have Dick Reynolds and Mark Harmon. We have Bob Kelly. I forgot.
Kind of put you on the spot.
Yeah, but that's okay. No, I should know people's names. Did I miss anybody? Okay. I don't really have too much to say. I wanted to say that, you know, really I've had is meet with you one-on-one, and this today is really about having the other Parks Advisory Board members, giving them the opportunity to express their views and ask questions. So it would really be dependent on how many questions they have, it'll determine the length of the meeting. Two things I want to say before I sit down. We are going to have a meeting that is Mark Harmon, Aaron Whitaker, and myself with Jonathan and Joe next Tuesday, the 20th, at 5 p.m., just to kind of go over kind of where we have been and where we're going for the rest of 2010.
Joe being Joe Clace, correct.
Okay. And really, I see it as my and our real mission just for the duration of 2010 is to work on the parks, overall parks agenda, that is the Parks Master Plan for the Genoa Township. That's priority number one as I see it. So I will have a seat, and whoever wants to air their views, have at it, I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Will.
You.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Anybody want to go
Anyone
first?
Wanna...
Any brave souls out there? Any observations, even just comments?
We have one. Yeah.
Okay. Because we're on audio, we need people. To
we can hand this.
We do have a mic, so that's.
Yeah. Close your eyes. You'll
never know. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is not a pre-prepared question.
That's good.
What priority do Parks.
Could you just state your name and address? We have to do this as part of the meeting. And anyone who speaks, I'm sorry, maybe should have announced this first. That would be great.
Nancy Smith.
And where do you live, Nancy?
Cypress Court in Highland Lakes.
Okay. Thank you.
What priority do the trustees put on parks in Genoa Township as far as time and money? Is it a high, medium? I don't even know what our budget is or any of those kind of things, but how high of a priority? If we make a plan, obviously those things will cost money and take time. What kind of priority do you guys put on the stuff that's going to go into our plan and implementing them?
General question.
Well, I guess I'll start first, and I'm just speaking off the top of my head. I mean, it's a high priority. It's higher than it's ever been, just given the trend downward in terms of youth in the township. I mean, we've got a large influx of young families. And this is a photo that was taken, an aerial shot of the Easter egg hunt, and you can see the thousands of people that were in attendance. I think all three of us were there. Well, four of us, sorry. I mean, a shot like this says it all, that people are taking advantage of the parks. There is a need to have, safe, updated parks. I think it's also important to keep in mind the necessity of trails and the distinction that there are parks versus trails. Try to find a good balance between what needs to come first. Can we do both at the same time? Do we need to maybe focus on this aspect of parks while focusing on maybe a couple of trails this year and then next year? And frankly, a lot of it's going to hopefully be sorted out as part of this overall master plan, getting some sort of maybe a schedule of what do we need to focus on first and what are some of the things that maybe can wait. I think it goes without saying that the McNamara Park is kind of at the forefront right now. We spent, I believe, $400,000 was budgeted last year for parks, if I'm not mistaken, give or take. This year, I think we have $1.5 million budgeted for parks.
$800,000.
Well, okay, but I mean, I'm combining the capital money, too, in addition to. And a lot of that is for McNamara Park. You know, we want to get some of these capital improvements done, the phase one, the grading of the park, have it look actually more like a park. Hopefully by the end of the early next year. So anyways, I'm rambling, and I apologize, but you know, as someone with a four-year-old daughter who frequents Hillmar Park, used to frequent McNamara when I lived closer there, it's very important in my household because we're there every day.
And certainly with McNamara Park, as you know, we had a McNamara Park master plan and professionally done, and so what we're doing right now is just at the beginning of that implementation. And so we are actually, I'm not sure if it's tonight that we're approving another, if it's not tonight, I think it is tonight,
Paul. For the sidewalks, for the trails?
That we're approving.
Yes, there's some materials for the sidewalk.
Yeah.
The Route 3 trail extension.
But anyway, from my thinking is McNamara, we paid for a professional plan. McNamara is kind of our, you know, jewel, the big jewel. It's in the center of the township, and so therefore we have a plan there, and I want to see that plan implemented. So that's where my end with McNamara.
I have a degree in natural resources. I worked in parks. I was with the Department of Natural Resources for 8 years. And so my career has been in parks, which means I have a real strong feeling towards this personally. I think what we are looking at in Genoa Township, or what I would encourage us to be looking at, is you know, the multiple needs. You know, we have a lot of effort going into McNamara. We have some of the parks that we're going to develop, but not to the extent of McNamara, and I think there's some value in having those parks that are minimally developed, a trail, and maybe some benches where you can just kind of get out and enjoy nature. I do that now. I mean, I just truly enjoy it. I think the other thing is looking at how we can build some relationships with potentially some other types of landowners, the city of Columbus. You know, we have Hoover Reservoir here, so we can, you know, partner with them. We have some churches that have some rather large land holdings that we might be able to incorporate some recreational, some more of the organized sports, which I know is a growing interest in the township. The school system. The area I would like to look at is how can we build those relationships, utilize facilities that are already here, maximize those opportunities. I know the dollars have been debated and the potential need for levies in the future. I don't want to discount that. We have priorities. Right now it's that police and fire levy, and I think we're all in agreement that that's a high priority. I would like to explore that possibility in the future, but I think it's something that needs community involvement, community discussion, and with the funding then comes the opportunity to see that there's a need, professional staff of some sort, in some manner. So I don't want to throw anything out as not being potential, and I would like to be able to explore that, but I built my career on natural resources, the outdoors. I'm a user of parks everywhere I can sneak on even the land, so without getting got. So I'm there. It's just a matter of how we go about doing it.
And you're looking at a master plan and all this. I mean, all your input really helps us, and you have so much expertise. And so this is what we want to hear, what you have to say too as you go along in your discussion groups. And we're very open to your thoughts on this and your study. And so you're kind of doing the legwork on it, and then we benefit from the results that you give us. But certainly in Genoa, we get a lot of feedback, which is great. We've all gotten a lot of feedback from residents. And one of the reasons people move here and stay here is because of nature. And it's got to be protected and to maximize its use, too. So it is protected, and we're making the best use of it. And it could be in some places, like Trustee Gebhardt said, that we're not like developing it, but rather just preserving. But certainly preserving nature is a very high priority to me. It's one of the reasons I live here. One of the main reasons.
Barb, I think we all live here.
I think, just, I don't mean to jump in, but as someone that was here with three trustees, one of which is still here, and the other two new ones, what I've seen and heard in that crossover is no loss of enthusiasm about our parks. So the two trustees that left had a certain feeling about parks, and the new two trustees that came in to join Barb, I think that's standing back, kind of being the guy standing back, have that same enthusiasm. So I think if you want to go high, medium, low, it's high, in my opinion, being around these people. So I think you need to know that you're not meeting as a task force and a group and an advisory board and then throwing on deaf ears. I mean, again, I'm kind of the guy standing back, and I'm hearing them talk, I'm in meetings. So I think that you need to know that what your ideas are listened to. You're not just part of a board to be part of a board. You guys have great people, a lot of experience. You know, you have one. I grew up in the Westville Park system all my life, and the gentleman that built that park system is part of your group. He's sitting right back there. So you guys have a lot of great people involved. And I'm not trying to, I'm just saying, I know these two guys that joined Barb are just as excited about our parks as Trustee Cotter and Trustee Engelson were as well. So.
To show you that we just recently met with a gentleman who actually brought up the issue of in one of the subdivisions they had some open space, and so one of the thoughts was, well, let's bring in some playground equipment and make a kind of a community area. And he said, you'd have thought we were wanting to build a landfill or something. And, you know, people got real concerned and upset about it. So that's just a little microcosm of capital, you know, maximum or expand that onto a township level. But that's why the Parks Board is so important, and why getting that input is going to be important. And setting priorities, and sometimes you're going to have to say no, and sometimes you're going to say we will, not right now. And other times you're going to say, let's get it done now. Because, and a gentleman with the Land Conservancy, we're not making any more land. We're nearly built out. And so if there's any thought of doing anything in the future, I mean, now is when we need to be thinking about it, because it's kind of hard to tear up asphalt and tear down houses and rebuild a park. And I'm not saying that's what we will do or should do, but that's why we need to be thinking ahead and getting our plan in place.
Right. Bob.
Bob Helm, 6532 Mount Royal Avenue. We currently have 10 locations, park-like locations. Now, okay. Three of them are admittedly nature-type things. They're either a strange little piece or kind of landlocked you're not going to do much with. The other seven have potential. One is relatively new and it has a good deal of potential, but it's in the northwest corner. And
which one is that now?
Sheffield.
Sheffield.
Yeah.
It's like 26 acres.
It's a good size and one of the squarer, as it were, which makes it more useful. One thing I wanted to bring up for now to do is ASAP, looking to the future 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. is we need a couple of locations east of the reservoir. All 10 of these locations are west of the reservoir. Right now, we're beginning to develop east of the reservoir. We don't have any, preferably 15, 20 acres mm-hmm. to develop into parks east of the reservoir. Now, this is a number of years away, mm-hmm. but you get the land now because 10, 15 years from now, there isn't going to be the land available. Mm-hmm. Maybe now you can cut a deal with somebody who wants something done for them and, you know, mm-hmm. that works. Mm-hmm. But it is a thing that we are short of. I mean, we can discuss all the developments we want for here mm-hmm. and the connectivity, which is a really good idea. Mm-hmm. And connecting with Westerville's, but we do need it as soon as possible and wherever possible. And if it's a smaller piece, then it's a smaller mm-hmm. piece. Get two or three pieces, and it may be one in conjunction with an EMS location, because mm-hmm. we need one of those east of the reservoir also, which would mm-hmm. take some land. So it's not impossible to have a park in conjunction with the fire department EMS, mm-hmm. but. That's one of the things that I was looking at. Everything else, everybody works together pretty well. We have different ideas, different attitudes on things and so on, which is good. The fact of McNamara being central is true, and there's a good deal of our development for the next couple of years will be there. Mm-hmm. It's just necessary. And this year, by the time we finish doing what we're going to do, it's not going to look much better than it does right now. That's the way it is with drainage. You know, but next year you were showing the picture of the zillion little children, and there were at least a zillion up there.
There were. You gave them food and drink.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
One of the problems they had was parking.
Right.
There were people parked all over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And part of what we'll be doing this year, if everything works out, possibly the next year, there'll be more parking on the west end and more parking on the east end, which we'll talk about there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's my thoughts there. I just wanted to bring up the long-term thing because, like I say, the getting of land is mm-hmm. more easily done. It was more easily done 10 years ago.
Sure.
However, sure. You know, 10 years ago is gone.
But today's today.
You know, and ASAP, if we could just get it, arrange for uh-huh. it, cut some deals, whatever it takes, uh-huh. and then have that to include in our total. Mm-hmm. Now, admittedly, connectivity between here and the east side of the reservoir is limited. Mm-hmm. It's going to be limited. So they're not going to be able to come over a great deal to teenagers, those who aren't driving, preferably, those who are riding bicycles and skateboards and whatever else. With the connecting trails, they can get to the facilities without mom or dad driving them, mm-hmm. which is particularly good June, July, and August. Mm-hmm. So they can run off some of those energies that they have in abundance. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Other comments?
Yes.
Yes.
Sherry Scheffinger.
Yes, we're on audio, so I've got to.
Do you want to pick it up in front of everybody?
Sure.
Sherry Scheffinger.
Yeah.
You want me to spell that? Is that okay?
Sure. Yes.
S C H E C H I N G E R.
Great.
I'm at 6842 Willoughby Court.
Thank you.
My question was one that came up at the Easter egg hunt. the timing on the first wave of improvements here that we're doing. We did talk to some people that the bids have gone out or are going out, and they hope to start it in the fall. Is that
start? I think we prefer to start sooner.
Start sooner than that?
It's okay. A question of getting, and I'll let Paul jump in, but my understanding, we need to approve the bids for the construction documents. Then we actually have to bid out the construction.
Okay.
So it's a lot of red tape, unfortunately, that we have to navigate through just, you know, to keep things on the up and up. But we're ready to go, as far as I'm concerned.
We're thinking around August.
To begin? Oh, great. And then is there any kind of idea about when the parking issue, because I'm assuming parking comes after the grading and the drainage?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, depends on how late the asphalt plants are open, how much grading and drainage work we can get done this year before the snow flies.
Hopefully by Easter 2011.
We may have to move the hunt next year.
Really?
We may have a muddy field. So I'm
going
to begin it knocking on some fine folks in areas' doors and ask, would they be willing to host the hunt next year? Just as a little safety net for us. So
okay.
A place that would have ample parking. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
If I could just make a note real quick, I wanted to thank Sherry. She manned the Parks Advisory Board booth at the Easter egg hunt.
Oh,
and she did a phenomenal job. And I apologize, was there anyone else that, I'm sorry, Phil and Phil. I apologize to Phil. I just happened to see Sherry when I was walking by. So,
thank you.
Phil and Sherry both, thank you for taking the time to do that, to answer the questions and be that resource on hand.
Nancy Smith again. Real quick, Genoa Baptist Church has a lot of land and a lot of parking, so I don't know if we want to have an Easter egg hunt there, but it's a good spot.
Okay.
We have their number, so I'm sure we'll be there.
Thank you.
We won't be shy about
it. They do have a lot of land.
If I could comment, I mean, we have the Easter egg hunt. We have the trail days coming up. You know, I think there's a lot of opportunity in the township to for the Parks Advisory Board for the township to sponsor some other activities, outdoor activities, whether it's officially done or unofficially. I mean, I know I used to participate in the Christmas bird count all the time, and Hoover Reservoir was a big area to do it in. You know, we might try hosting something like that. We have a lot of open space in some of these subdivisions, you know, in the housing areas. Now, a lot of those have conservation easements on, but there might be the opportunity to enhance some of those too, and do some outdoor education, some nature education, interpretive hikes, things along that line. That it causes people to start becoming aware and getting them outside and to think about it. And you know, you have all these retention ponds, and I know there's legal issues and all those types of things too. But you know, we have Fillmore Park and promoting some fishing up there. For kids, we had the fishing day at one time. So I think there's a lot of resources out here that if we just start looking around and using a little creativity, that we can really start getting people more engaged. So we start developing that groundswell, folks, to say, wow, this is great. We need more. We want more.
It is true. I think that's a great idea. More activity in the parks. And for instance, the Christmas bird count, as you know, is done throughout the world. And we do have Hoover Reservoir here with great birding. We have great birding in other areas of the township. So that would be, we'll get our old, or our young natural resources people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Hi, my name's Lori Schulze, and I live at 7574 Danbridge Way.
Thanks, Lori.
I don't really have a question, just I love all of your ideas, more nature, getting outside, getting more activities, but I have a child in a wheelchair. So it's very important to me, but I have two other children that are not, and so that we can go as a family. Mm-hmm. So for example, my priority, I'm on the accessibility committee, so that you talk about Hillmar Park, which is more accessible, which is great. I was part of getting Genoa Township and getting the poured rubber. But for example, if you want to go fishing, there's no path. So I guess I'm just saying, I hope, I don't know how you all feel, but I want accessibility not just for a child in a wheelchair, but a grandpa in a wheelchair, or, you know, accessible trails so that my daughter can experience, you know, not going to just the playground, but going on walks and other things. So anyway, so that's just kind of who I am, I hope that you guys are open to that idea, because until you're faced with it, sometimes you don't think about it, not because you don't, it's just because you don't know, and you're like, oh, I can't go up this curb, and I wouldn't have thought about that. So I appreciate and hope you're open.
Yeah. And, you know, I get down here to Preservation Park, the center, quite a bit, just to hike around and take pictures and bird watch and stuff. And that thought came to mind, because there's some pretty steep climbs there, and it would be very difficult for someone to be able to get out and use that. And anymore, so many of our parks, you know, there's actual funding available to make these more accessible, and not only for the, you know, physical, but you know, hearing impaired, blind, having Braille on different, you know shellbark hickory, and you know, it's there in Braille. So yeah, I think those are all aspects of things we have to sit down and look at. And I think there's expertise out there, there's funding out there, and sure.
And I'm glad that you're bringing that issue to light on the Parks Advisory Board. I mean, that's definitely an aspect that probably would be commonly overlooked. And I'm glad that you're at least, you know, kind of keeping that going. And I agree. Not only is there a need, but it also goes back to having amenities of broad appeal in the community. And I think that's important, at least to me. You know, you mentioned the trails. I mean, all demographics use the trails, and you go out there and you see people walking for exercise, or they're using their stroller, you know, they're walking their kids in their strollers. Easter Egg Hunt, we parked over at Northside Fellowship. We walked 3/4 mile up the trail to get to McNamara. I think the trails is something that we do very well, and it's something also, parks are important, having nice parks are important, but I think just as important is accessibility to those parks. And ideally, I would like to see all of our subdivisions, wherever you live, you can go out and you can get on a trail and get to a park. So that's something that's of importance to me. And the trails, too, I mean, they serve a purpose of our business community, too. I mean, we're going to be making improvements out here along Route 3 so that people can walk up to the new Gio Marcos from wherever they are. They can get on the trail and get up there, or get up to Meyer or Kroger.
The trails, the connectivity is important, because we were just talking about this earlier this evening, but Genoa is so different, and more rural townships are like this. You know, you don't have, it's so much different than a suburb in Columbus, where you have a, you know, you have a very active civic group, and people are just in one area. Here we have over 100 homeowners associations, and I mean, to bring people together is so important, and connectivity with the trails is one of the ways to do that. Laura, you've helped me understand the accessibility issues better in the past, and even with the playground, and then what, you know, what covering do we have on the playground, and how you can't get a wheelchair through some of the covering. Appreciate all your insights on that.
And just to camp on, I'm sorry, were you?
No, I'm done.
Just
Thanks.
To kind of camp on those remarks we were talking earlier, and I mean, you know, for better or worse, I mean, our township is, it's very, I guess, tribal in nature, is the best way I would classify it. We were talking about, you know, I think there's a great sense of neighborhood pride. I think we need to work on the community pride. You know, everyone associates more with their immediate
Chris
subdivision.
Chris is kind of looking at you, Rick. Never mind.
I'm
Go
sorry.
Ahead.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you know, people associate, you know, well, I live in Highland Lakes, or I'm with Medallion, or I live in, that's what I mean, you know, Vinmar. You know, people associate more with their immediate neighborhood than with being part of a larger community. And I think that's kind of where the trails come into play a little bit more, is to, you know, link up these neighborhoods with each other. So, you know, if my wife and my daughter want to go visit, you know, a friend and their kids in another neighborhood, you know, they can just hop right on the trail and go, you know, two subdivisions down to meet them. So that's what I was getting at. I hope that didn't come out the wrong way, but I guess tribal's the best analogy I can make.
You want to go visit another tribe?
No, no,
I was
going to
say that. But,
Okay, all right. Well. Oh, cool. Click. Oof. I don't.
Are there other comments, questions? Anybody? No? Okay. Any other public comment from anyone else who's not on the Parks Board who just wants to talk about anything else? No? Wow. Okay.
So we have one of the world-renowned butterfly and moth experts in the back here who should be helping plant the appropriate material.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's right, Kevin.
That's right. Gotcha. Kevin is. Yes. Yes. Right. Right. Well, thank you.
I will add a couple more things. Just, I know that it's been kind of a big, not shake-up, but you know, shake-up. I mean, it's been, the advisory board has changed significantly in the past couple of months. Your areas of focus, your tasks have expanded greatly, and I understand there's a lot of growing pains, with how to adjust to these new challenges and how do we accomplish what we're set out to do. So we want you to keep up the dialogue with us. I know that we're all eager to get a master plan done. We want to see one done because it's really hard to project out in the future if you don't really have that kind of roadmap to work off. So, is there anything I guess you need from us in the meantime to help speed things along? Are you happy with the pace of how things are progressing? Anyone want to comment on that?
No, I'm just looking around.
It's just an open question.
Lori?
Sometimes I feel a little overwhelmed because it's like all of a sudden, oh my goodness, sure. I didn't have no idea that you had knowledge of funding and things like that. That would be helpful to know if there are areas you might be able to help guide us in the future, because I'm sitting here thinking, I have to come up with short-term and long-term goals, and when you don't know, mm-hmm. I know doing things with accessibility comes with mm-hmm. that's a more expensive thing than connecting a mm-hmm. trail. So, I mean, a small piece maybe.
Sure.
So then I'm like, to have some guidance of where a short-term goal would be, But I'm thinking, hey, bird boxes, things that are
right.
lower and accessible,
right.
or. For people to look at. So mm-hmm. if you can just help, at least help me, because then I would know, hey, you have knowledge, you might be able to help guide me or mm-hmm. anyway, that would be helpful.
Okay.
I mean, I know that there are a lot of resources that we have available. It's just a matter of pulling it all together. I mean, I was reading over the 2004 master plan. I mean, I thought it was very well crafted. And there are some things in here that we've accomplished, and there are some things left on the to-do list that we need to build upon. We have the visioning process that took place a few years ago. That could be those notes might be of use. Last year's community survey. I mean, there are a lot of things to help gauge kind of what the public likes and maybe doesn't like. So I guess all I can say is. Just keep up the dialogue with us. If there's anything that we can do to be of service, and I know as a board we've talked about mm-hmm. trying to get some representation at your meetings to observe, to kind of keep tabs on, is there anything that you need of us? So.
Right.
And I don't mean to belabor this, Chairman, but because I know we have a tight schedule, but there's a lot of funding out there. I was fortunate to have worked in helping get the Clean Ohio campaign passed in Ohio both times. $400 million bond issue, and there's trail of money out there. There's money for open space. There's not necessarily the development of parks, but we do have opportunities out there. So I think anytime we can have folks out there looking for grants, keep those rascals in Orange County from getting it, or Orange Township, that's great. And so I think that's the other avenue we need to start exploring is what are some other funding sources that are out there. With public funding, and I think there's some private funding out there that we might want to look at as well, or assistance, as you said, Larry, Lori, that we can tap into.
Bob?
Yeah.
plan that we come up with, there is no way in God's green earth that we can give you a detailed plan. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know exactly how things are going to develop in the township.
Sure.
Now, we can give you a general plan, like where we need land and mm-hmm. connectivity and, mm-hmm. And parks and the usefulness of some areas and mm-hmm. the non-usefulness of others as far as developing okay. a park with fields that you can play with and yeah. so on. Yeah. We can do all of that and have a general plan that says if we do, the, in general, in these different areas, we can pretty much take care of our whole township. We have some areas that are already developed. That's kind of hard to come up with a big piece of dirt because it's already developed sure. and there's nothing to do. Unless you can talk WOSU into moving their tower, then you have a big piece of land where that tower is, uh-huh. which would serve a, an area that is built out and there's not much you can do about the fact that they're built out. But we can come in with a general plan, but there's no way at all to say, where are the people going to be in 12 years? Mm-hmm. We don't know. Mm-hmm. And what are they going to want? We can have available to them a general park area where if they want to develop it in a specific way, they can do it. Mm-hmm. There's no way to plan out the specificity, mm-hmm. I always love that word, can't spell it, of every little park. Because and if we get a couple more east of the reservoir, we have even less idea mm-hmm. what to do with it. Mm-hmm. But the general plan, yeah, but there's no way in God's green earth that we can come up with a detailed plan like we have for McNamara.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you remember what we went through to come up with McNamara, the first right. plan mm-hmm. was an atrocity, had everything in God's green earth stuffed in there. The second plan was a little bit better because they eliminated some of the stuff. And then the third plan, we got rid of some more stuff and leave open space to actually decide how they want to use the park mm-hmm. rather than us planning it for them mm-hmm. and saying, this is how you want to use the park. Leave it as open as possible for people to determine for themselves mm-hmm. how they want to use it, what they want to do with it. But yeah, as far as if we had to do detailed plans for all of them, forget it. We can't do it. And we don't feel badly about it because nobody else can do it either. That's, that's what I say. We're not going to get overwhelmed with the thing because we're going to do, in general, something that will okay. work
sure.
long term.
Sure. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Jonathan, too, for all your help yeah. in this. And thanks to everyone on the Parks Board. They great job. And we look forward to coming to your meetings, too.
Great. Thank
so thank yeah. you. Thanks. Thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda. Old business.
Do they need to?
Oh, yes, sure. If you'd like to leave during the next very interesting part of our meeting.
This is the point where everyone falls asleep when I come up.
This is Paul's report. But no. I understand you have a meeting, too.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks.
Take care. Thanks.
Let me first off by saying, has everyone filled out their census forms? Okay. I would like to report some numbers to you this evening.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Census. Okay.
The national census response average now is at 68%. Ohio's at 72% on the responses to the census. In Delaware County, well, first off, Columbus City's at 63% responses, Sunbury 73%, Delaware City 74%, Delaware Township 75%, Berlin Township 77%, Harlem Township 77%, Orange Township, our dear neighbors, at 77%, Liberty 79%, way to go, Liberty. Galena, 79%, Trenton Township, 80%, Berkshire Township, 80%. Guess who's number one in Delaware County?
Oh.
Genoa Township, 82% responses.
Great.
So we need some more support out of Highland Lakes. If anybody knows any HOA representatives, Highland Lakes was...
You can't register unless you have a green card.
Highland Lakes was pulling a little behind within the internal township, so we're hoping that there's more responses from Highland Lakes.
Okay.
So please, just a little public service for the census.
Who's at the other end? Do we know which neighborhood?
I have not seen it. Everything else was pretty high grouped together, but I noticed a couple percentage lower was Highland Lakes within the township. So there's a lot of work to do over there for responses. So, secondly, I'd like to mention to you that Susan Dorsch and Joe have, and Jonathan have asked me to put a little spiel together tonight about the Safe Routes to School. In the next few days, representatives from the township will be leaving door hangers or mailbox flag hangers out on the properties.
Okay.
There are going to be three public meetings coming up. The first is going to be April 26th at Faust Elementary at 7 p.m. The second is going to be at 7 p.m. April 27th at Walnut Creek Elementary. And the third is Alcott Elementary, April 28th at 7 p.m. We're asking those folks from those respective school districts to please attend those meetings and be there to help prepare the plan for Safe Routes to School. We've recently received a grant for the preparation of the Safe Routes to School, a few thousand dollars, so we're working on that. There is a parent survey available on our website at www.genoatwp.com/community/schools.
And you have some...
I have some door hangers. I've passed them out a lot so far.
You got one, Chris. Okay. Good.
There is a question from the audience, Jonathan.
Do you want me to come up front?
No, just do it from right there.
Jay Troy. I just have a... live at 5-4. Anyway, Highland Lakes, I'll say it out loud. But my question is, why is it a parent survey? Do you intend not to include other people in developing safe routes?
We would prefer that the children and the family not fill it out. I think that was the emphasis. Am I correct, Jonathan?
Are you talking about people without kids?
Yeah. I've been involved in safe routes, safe houses programs across the country, and great many of the respondents and people who provide safe houses are not parents. Parents tend to be gone a lot of time when the kids are en route and so forth. Grandparents and so forth do make up a very good resource for safe houses and so forth. And I think when you're talking routes and people, again, we as a community should all be interested in the kids. And a lot of those who are not parents are those who are going to be home during the period when the kids are coming and going to school and so forth.
No, that's a good point.
And I think grandparents should fill out this survey also. They are parents, so they're welcome to also fill out the survey.
Good save.
Well, you know, anybody who wants to fill it out can fill it out.
Yes.
Frankly. I mean, I think that
yes.
That's good. The more input, the better. They
exactly.
Live in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now back on the regular number one on the agenda, the Easter egg hunt. I've got some photos here to pass around to the crowd and the trustees. Wow, I was not there. Unfortunately, I had another family commitment. But I understand we had 2,000 to 3,000 folks show up for that event. And these shots were taken off of our fire department ladder truck at about the 90-foot mark. So it's very interesting to see the groupings of people and the number of people and the eggs, the 13,000+ eggs scattered around the fields. It was a great event. I should probably let one of you who were there comment on the event.
I mean, I think it was one of the most interesting events like it that I've ever been to. And I think it really epitomizes the fact of what our township is. All ages, all, you know, groups, shapes and sizes. And I think it was just a great opportunity for folks to come together. And they had a great time. I think the adults had almost as much fun as
Watching the kids. Yeah, yeah, that's right. They did.
And us grandparents, even more.
It's the kind of event that does what you said. It's more of a community event rather than a sectional.
That's right.
I mean, I was, not to be cheesy, but I mean, I was so proud of my community by being at that event and seeing all those people. I mean, just like I said, we were walking up the trail. We had to park, you know, over a mile away to get there. And I just saw all of these people just converging upon McNamara Park. And to do that, in spite of the fact that it was canceled the week before, and people knew to come out for that, it was just, it was amazing. And,
yeah, that's cool.
And you know, anytime you get that many kids in any location, you know, it's herding cattle. But I mean, my God,
herding
cats. Thank you. I'm the son of a butcher, so I'm. But I mean, you know, to whatever extent you can actually organize chaos, it was very well organized, very well structured. Moving all the families and kids from one area to another was very well done, and I thank Linda Greco and Vicki Stainer, and I know there's a million. Folks.
There's a lot of staff behind the scenes and a lot of volunteers.
A lot of volunteers
that
too,
helped.
That we really owe a great deal of thanks to.
A lot of egg stuffers and Linda's got the events down to a science
she
now.
Does.
It's an art.
She does.
She snaps her fingers and everybody just jumps in and says, "Where? How many eggs you want me to stuff, Linda? And you know what time you want me out
Amazing.
There?" And Mr. Helm, he's been a big supporter of the special events. He just took off. And a lot of the parks people have pitched in.
Mr. Troy?
Just again, a comment. I think it was very successful. I know that I had 100 personal contacts with adults at that outing. But I think one of the things you might want to consider for next year, having observed what was the dynamics of what was happening, do not announce the time of the exact egg hunt. Too many parents were coming late because they timed it to be there for 11 o'clock. And when they found they were parking a mile or more away, they were late and they had very disgruntled kids because they missed the start of the egg hunt. Announce only the times of the start of the event so that they get there with lots of leeway for the egg hunt itself.
What were you discussing with 500 people?
I was handing out suggestion forms.
Fact sheets.
Yes.
On what?
Fact sheets on the levies. Actually, what we were handing out were the township printed fact sheets for the upcoming election. So we handed out well over 500.
Boy.
Great.
Well, that's great.
Good.
That's great.
Great. Secondly, I'd like to report a very, very successful rain barrel seminar that was held here last evening. Our own Jonathan here, and along with Delaware County Soil and Water, put on this demonstration. 35 residents were there and purchased rain barrels and are going to be collecting some of their roof water and watering their tomatoes this year with the some recycled water. So I'm one of those persons. So I look forward to that. The township also purchased 3 for this building so that we could water our little garden in the back. So,
Paul, real quick question. Are we running maybe prohibiting these in neighborhoods or? So I see some nodding.
We're hoping that the residents themselves have checked with their deed restrictions and with their HOAs before they have committed. I know a lot of the residents here are in the rural areas along Big Walnut and Tussock Street. So I didn't recognize too many of them that are in subdevelopments.
I was at the land conservation meeting the other night and brought up the issue of the rain barrels, and they said, oh, well, you know, that's one downside to the rain barrels is possible deed restrictions. So I didn't know to what extent the homeowner associations might be aware.
That's a good point. Okay. So good job. 35 folks showed up for that one. Also, the Genoa Township Spring Cleanup is scheduled for May 2nd through the 9th. It's going to be held at the maintenance garage out in front of the salt barns. If you're cleaning out your garage, things that, you know, you don't get out into your weekly waste with Rumpke, who will take just about anything. We will accept most articles, but some of the articles that are not accepted are tires, batteries, paint, oil, appliances, wire fences, corrosive, toxic, inflammable, or reactive materials. So the township is looking for some volunteers to help out with the spring cleanup, and by sitting over in the drop-off area in the parking lot, we'll give you a set of hours there to help chaperone to make sure none of those illegal products are coming in. And if you're willing and able to help man a booth that day, please, or that week, call the maintenance garage, Jim Adcock, 68-2080, or email the township at Genoa TWP.
Paul, if I could, I think this is great. In the future, whether it's in conjunction with this or as a separate day, I know the city of Westerville several years ago did one cleanup day, but they did accept the paints and some of those nasty things, which I think would be good if we could provide a mechanism for folks to get rid of those. Those are the things that you just don't want people sticking in a trash bag and sneaking into a landfill or something. So if we provide that opportunity.
We will have an opportunity as township residents later this year. The DKMM, Delaware, Marion, Morrow, and Knox Solid Waste District will collect various items such as those, I think, once or twice a year. And I'm sure that it's on their website, but we can, we have a probably have a link to that website for folks to reference. Also, proof of residency will be checked so that we're not getting any outside waste in from Orange Township.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Okay. Great. One other thing here. Purchase order requests. We want to move down to that.
Sure.
You mentioned briefly that we are going to be constructing a sidewalk on State Route 3 from Chandler Drive all the way to the Tuffy Auto Service Center. These two requisitions that I'm asking for approval are for product needed for that sidewalk. The first is for stone for the sidewalk, and the second is for concrete contractors.
Okay, I'll make the first motion to approve purchase orders to National Lime and Stone in the amount of $2,700 for stone for the sidewalk from Chandler to Tuffy. Is there a second to the motion?
Seconded.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfond.
Aye.
Motion carries. Is there anyone who would like to make the second motion?
Hey, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve purchase orders to Hensel in the amount of $7,000 for concrete for the Chandler to Tuffy sidewalk.
Second. Is there discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
The township has received a grant by my membership with the Delaware Area Safety Council. The Delaware Safety Council has granted the Township Fire Department a grant of $200. This grant will be used by the fire chief to offset the purchase of helmet microphones for when they're going into confined spaces, et cetera, into working fires. At this time, I would like to ask the board to accept the check from the Delaware Area Safety Council for that purpose.
Okay, is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to accept $200 from the Delaware Area Safety Council for fire safety equipment for the fire department. And the fiscal officer will be authorized to deposit this grant money into the fire fund.
Second.
Second.
Oh, go ahead. We have 2 seconds. No, that's a good discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye. Aye.
One other request. I'm not sure if the board would like to discuss any of the appointments in executive session, or if you would like to move right into any appointments. I know you just had a special meeting, and you may have already. I wasn't present.
Move ahead on that. We've had a special meeting and interviewed some people, so I think we're ready to make some decisions.
Great. Okay. I'll sit down and let you move ahead.
All right. We do have a vacancy on the Board of Zoning Appeals, and we did interview some people who were interested tonight.
Not only tonight, though, but in previous
rounds. You're right. You're right. Thank you. Right. Is there, what's great about this, we've really decided to start interviewing people, so we get to meet the applicants for these boards, and we've had several people step forward in the past and now tonight. So I will entertain a motion to fill the appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to appoint David Dunn as a member of the Board of Zoning Appeals with a term to expire.
March
31st, 2011.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, discussion.
We may need to make a correction because it's an unexpired term. Is it not? We're appointing someone to the full board. That's my understanding.
Well, we have legal counsel.
Are you filling the vacancy?
we're filling a vacancy on the full time.
Whatever that term is.
Right.
Which you mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think we're fine.
Right. Okay, I guess I didn't.
It's good to check.
Yeah.
I was thinking and not listening.
And did you want to say anything about Mr. Dunn?
Just that he has served as an alternate member. I think he has showed a lot of interest as an alternate in learning the processes, listening to the cases that were before the full board. I think he comes in with a lot of good experience.
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
All right, and which leaves us now to fill an appointment as an alternate on the Board of Zoning Appeals, and we do have some interest also in that. Is there a motion to appoint someone as an alternate?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to appoint Sarah Walsh as an alternate member to the Board of Zoning Appeals to fill the unexpired term.
Do you have terms for your alternates?
Yes.
I believe we do.
Expires.
Okay, with the term to expire March 31st, 2015. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there a second?
Sonia?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
And we have also a request from a township resident, Mr. Tom Bishop, who is a techie and an expert in computers and a real expert in computers, to become part of the Technical Advisory Board. And so I'll make the motion to appoint Tom Bishop as a member of the Genoa Township Technical Advisory Board with a term to expire March 31st, 2012. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpani?
Aye.
Motion carries. And we really appreciate the citizen input that we have on our boards. It's just outstanding. We have, just amazing, the quality of residents we have on our boards. It's great. Thanks to everybody. Okay.
Madam Chair, I believe we did have another appointment to the Police Advisory Board, if I'm not mistaken, and kind of scrambling to find the gentleman's information, because I'd rather get it done sooner than later.
Okay. We did have a request from Chief Taylor, I believe, to appoint a new member to the Police Advisory Board. Police Advisory Board is the most sophisticated police advisory board in the country. Wait, I would like you to just mention a little bit about what this gentleman does when we...
The gentleman's name is Richard Wozniak. I hope I got that correct, but he is a special agent of the FBI. He is also a resident of Shellbark Ridge, which makes me feel much safer. So I'm very happy to be able to vote on his behalf this evening. It's my understanding that we had one remaining seat to fill on that. The Police Advisory Board is starting to look like the Justice League of America. We've got some Highway Patrol veterans. We have an FBI agent. We've got some very distinguished law enforcement that is on it now. So,
just had a former superintendent of the Highway Patrol.
Yes.
A couple of them, actually, recently joined. And now we have an active FBI agent who is just amazing, the qualifications.
If we can just get these guys a Batmobile, we'll get some things done.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But with that, Madam Chair, I would like to go ahead and make a motion that we appoint Richard Wozniak to the Police Advisory Board. And I'm not sure how those terms run. I apologize. Any ideas?
It's a two-year term ending March 31st. I'm sorry, it's a three-year term for this one.
Okay.
It's in 2013.
Okay.
For
I'm sorry. I checked with the chief that he said two, but I don't know if it's for
they're all twos.
They're all twos.
I think you're right.
2012.
Okay. Right.
There's twos with staggered terms.
But it would be March 31st, correct?
Yeah.
So, just to reiterate, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Richard Wozniak to our Police Advisory Board for a two-year term, which would expire on March 31st, 2012.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfon?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to announcements. We have April 27th Community Garden Spring Cleanup from May 2nd through the 9th. May 4th is Election Day. We urge everyone to vote. And we have passed a resolution in support of the police and fire levy, the trustees have. And May 5th, we have a Parks Advisory Board meeting, 7 p.m. May 6th, Technical Advisory Board, 6 p.m. at the office. And the next trustee meeting is on May 6th, 7 p.m. Any other announcements?
Tonight is also file your tax night. Yes. So.
Oh, file your tax night.
You have...
Stop by the
T-minus.
Post office earlier.
Yeah.
3.5 hours.
Yes. Thanks for Oh boy. All right. Any other announcements other than taxes? Okay. I would like to move to hold a conference with our attorneys for the public body concerning disputes involving the public body that are the subject of imminent court action. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Discussion?
8:17?
Oh, I'm sorry, 8:18.
Okay.
PM. Thank you.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfon?
Aye.
We are temporarily adjourned, or recessed, I'm sorry. Hey, I would like to come back to, I would like to adjourn
reconvene.
Well, I'd like to adjourn the executive session. I'd like to move to return from executive session to the regular trustee meeting at 9:50 p.m. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfon.
Aye.
Is there any other business to come before the board as a result of our executive session?
No.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we adjourn the regular 9:49 p.m.
Is Better say 9:50.
9:50 p.m. My apologies.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.